I just want to see if it's turning.
Yep, it's 18.
Okay, today is July 15th, 1986. We're at the house of Mrs. Ann Ferguson, and we're about to interview Mrs. Ann Ferguson. I'm Shannon Crossley, and we're going to be interviewing today about the Cumberland Village and the houses on the main street.
Okay, Mrs. Ferguson, how long have you lived in this house here?
What? 11 years. You mean this house here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 11 years, yes.
Okay, so this house
I
has
built
been,
this,
you
I
built this house?
Yes, yes, I have this built.
Okay.
And that was 11 years ago it was built?
75, yes.
75.
Okay. You said you built this one yourself? Did you have somebody come in to build this?
A contractor, yes. Mr. Vandenberg.
Okay.
From Ottawa.
Which house before this one did you live in?
I lived next door to the stone house, the back of the stone house. My son-in-law owned the Hugh McCord owned the stone house.
So,
and I lived in the back apartment where Mrs. Smith lives there now.
Oh.
And like a granny apartment, and they decided to they wanted to build to sell it and build a new house. So I decided I wanted to have a roof over my head, so I built this. Well, I was lucky to have this land. My father-in-law left this land to my husband, so this was vacant. There was no house on it.
How long did you live in the stone house?
About 7 years. See, my husband was a dentist in Ottawa. He practiced for 30 years on Elgin Street, and he died about 21 years ago. And I stayed in Ottawa till my youngest daughter, Jean, got through Lisker. That was 3 years. We sold our house. We lived on McLeod and Metcalf across from the museum. And then we decided to come out here. I decided to come here because my married daughter was out here, Mrs. McCord, and Jean, my daughter, wanted to live out here, the youngest daughter. Then I had a daughter in Montreal who was at the Royal Victoria Hospital. She was a nurse there.
Mm-hmm.
And then another daughter was in Montreal at that time as a dental nurse, too, so.
Everything's through going into dentistry.
Well, I mean, they were all either nurses or medical field.
So that would, then you've lived in the village for how long?
Well, we used to come out here. We had our summer cottage right down by the river there. My Jean, Mrs. Glenn Smith, lives there now. It's just right across the road from me. She lives there where our cottage was, and I gave it to them when they were married, you see. And they gave it was a little log cabin, and they gave the log cabin to the Boy Scouts. That they moved it up to the, David Williams gave them 40 acres of land up by the fifth line there, and
mm-hmm.
they put it in, they fixed up for the Boy Scouts, which is, it's, and they call it Camp Ferguson. So it's being put to use, which is good.
Do you know how old the stone house is then?
Well, it's, I think it's about 100 years old now, because it was, we're not sure. I think about 1885 or so. It's just over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Chestnut Cottage was built in about 1863. It was, it's older, really.
You wouldn't happen to know who built them. I know Dr. Ferguson financed it, but do you know who he had to build the homes?
Well, I think his father was, Dr. Ferguson's father was a builder.
Mm-hmm.
We have a feeling that he may have built them. He was an architect and builder, but he built a lot of, it says here all about it. Where is it? I guess it's maybe it's
in this one.
William Ferguson. William Ferguson was an architect and master craftsman, and many of the buildings in Ottawa Valley were constructed by him. For example, he built the mills at Thurso, Quebec, and at Buckingham for George Eaton and others, and also the first Caledonia Springs Hotel. William Ferguson was a large man, so the story goes, 6'2" tall, 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm. So he did build this house as well?
Well, we don't know that for sure, but we have a feeling, because the way it was built, it's a Scottish, the way it's like the homes in Scotland, you know.
Is that right? What makes it like those, like the homes in Scotland?
With the stones, you know, with all the stone work. And then it's like in Thurso there, and the courthouse in Darnell, you know, I think he did that too.
Oh really? No, I've never seen it myself.
Yes, it's very nice too.
So it was actually the masonry work which sort of points to the fact
that
it could have been
the way it's built, the way the stones are fixed.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And it has the Edinburgh Circle too inside. I don't know if you...
What's that?
It's above the doors, there's this circle which is what they call the Edinburgh Circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a sign of Scottish.
Is that right? Or sort of the builder's signature, as it were?
Well, it's all most Scottish. Scottish men did that.
Is that right?
But they have it even up in Hamilton, I know, you know, all over.
And it was just Scottish, or were certain clans, did certain clans have certain circles?
No, I think it was Scottish more.
I see. Oh, isn't that interesting? That's really something. Do you have any other interesting details about the house like that? Like, perhaps, I don't know, the roof, or why did they choose the mat, you know, the roof that way, or?
Well, they have four bedrooms upstairs, up on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then the living room. See, it was built for a store. It was built for a store, like a drugstore, and
mm-hmm.
Well, at first it was built for a store, and he took it over. He was actually living in the Chestnut Cottage, in the red brick house, what they call Chestnut Cottage. And then his sister-in-law lived there, Mrs. Mariah, I forget her last name, but she ran out of money, I guess. Mrs. Nelson, I think her name is. Nelson Dunning, they ran out of money, so he took it over. And then he finished off the living room. I don't know if you've been in it, have you?
We've been in the Greystone home, yes. Mr. Walker took us through.
Oh yes, well he did finished off of that living room there.
Mm-hmm.
The ceiling and all that.
Lovely.
He had that done.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the little Chestnut Cottage?
This is Cornish House.
Cornish House, okay.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
They call that Chestnut because they used to be part of Chestnut trees growing around, you see, years ago.
Do you know who built the Cornish House?
He had that built, Dr. Ferguson,
yes.
James Ferguson.
But perhaps not by the same man you think might
have
built
the Gray
House.
No, I don't think so. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. That's our problem, is trying to find out that information.
Oh, yeah.
Very difficult to really know.
My Aunt Susie, she's 100, going to be 103 in...
Susie Rice Ferguson?
Yes.
She's still alive.
Yes, she's and she lives in Mount Royal, and... her mind isn't that. She doesn't seem to know too much about, she wasn't interested in history, so I'm afraid she doesn't know too much about it. It's unfortunate. But
there were a couple of Susie Rice, there was a Susie
mother,
Rice Kennedy and a Susie Rice.
Yes, it's Mrs. Kennedy, she is, Mrs. Lauren Kennedy. Her mother was Susie Rice, and then her name was Susie. Susie Kennedy, Mrs. Lauren Kennedy. And she lives with her two unmarried daughters in Mount.
Okay. So I guess the easiest thing to do is divide into groups who've got enough tape recorders.
15th, 1986, and we're at the house of Mrs. Barnett, and we're going to be interviewing Mrs. Barnett, and this is Shannon Crossley, and we'll be interviewing about Cumberland Village and the Main Street in particular. Okay, Mrs. Barnett, how long have you lived in this house?
Since 33, that's 80 or 50, 53 years.
Mm. Oh my goodness, so have you lived in the village all your life then, or?
No, since I was 4 years old.
Oh my goodness. Where did you live before, did you live in another house in the village before this one?
In that one over the school there.
Mm-hmm. Which one was that?
There's a little school, a little house right across, almost across from the school.
Oh. The school on Market Street?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Not okay. The white one, though. The one that Mr. McCray owns now?
No.
No.
It's on the back street.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Behind him.
Oh, I see.
Do you know, did you build this house yourself, or you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What kind of construction is it? Is it just wood?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you made any changes on this house since you first built it?
Mm-hmm. We built that back room on since then.
Mm-hmm.
The aluminum siding on.
Mm-hmm. What year did you put the addition on, Mrs. Barnett? Do you remember? Mrs. Barnett went through and took, has her own project, took a photograph of every house in the village. And that's what she's got.
Oh, goodness. Oh, this is going to be great. Has the village, has the main street changed a lot since you built this house?
Well, there's several new houses.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be one right here, but it burnt down.
On that open lot?
Yeah, they did the front.
Oh. Was it a lot busier than it is now?
Pardon?
Did it used to be a lot busier than it is now?
I don't know when that place was room built.
Mm-hmm.
Must be another book.
Mm-hmm.
So many books, it is hard to look.
Well, yeah.
It must have been in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, more than that. Bed. Let's see, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a year anyway before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would put it in about the early 60s then, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't remember any differences of the village when you were young, say, when you were growing up as a child? Like where the center of the village might have been when you were a child? Or what you considered the center of the village?
Well, I don't know how far you call the village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always said the Cumberland was right to the cemetery there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But today that sort of the Dunning Road is seems to be the center of the village, more or less.
That's this road idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it always been that way? As far as you can remember?
Well, yeah, I guess it would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't call it Dunning Road, though.
What did you call it?
The fifth line.
Oh, the fifth line, yeah. Which is what it really is right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is on the map, it's called
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. So you have taken photographs of all the houses that used to be there?
There's about five or six that I haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the bush down there.
Yeah.
Could you maybe tell us, maybe going down one side and then back up the other side, who used to live in all those houses?
Well, I guess.
If you started maybe from the Texaco station?
Well, you mean when I was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you start up at the Anglican Church, I can tell you better.
Hello, sorry.
There was McGonagall's, lived in the bush, on this side of the church. And then there was Devine's. No, there was the Orange Hall. Then there was Devine's. And then there were Paquette's. And then there was Devine's. blacksmith shop. And where the Texaco is, that was Minnie Houghton used to live there. And the next house, Therese lived there. And that next house, then there was the Baptist Church with the skull down there. And then there was, well, that's a new house. Ken Hayes lived there, but that's not when I was a young kid. That's a new one. And then there's, Mrs. Allen in the next house. And then on this side, there was a road there. On this side, there was, Sandy Deedy. And, who's next? Next is the hall, right? And then there was, Vic Dunning.
He's no, still there today.
Yeah, well, he didn't live there though when I was a kid. I don't know who lived there. Oh, Jack Sharkey lived there. And then there was, and there was Camelon, the baker. And then there's Kennedy's house there. He lived there. The doctor lived there when I was young. It was McIntosh, his name was. It was that hotel over there where the Burgaw lived there. And then we lived in the house that used to be over there, but not that house. And then next to us there was Paisley.
That would be where Mr. Dunning's raspberry patches?
No, well, the next house, the next lot.
Okay, beside the raspberry patch.
Yeah.
I see.
And then the last house was, Annie Wilson. She was a spinster. She lived in one side, and Fitzpatrick lived in the other side.
I see. That's Mr. McCrae's house now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's done that far.
What a memory.
Next is Wilson's.
Yeah. What year would you put that? What year would you say you were speaking about? Like,
well, that's when I was, just 7 or 8 years old.
So maybe the 30s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm. What about this side?
Well, this side, starting at the store.
The SS there. Food liner?
Or
the corner store, right up across the street from the Texaco
yeah.
station. That one.
Yeah. Let me see. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Dunning or if it was Cameron. I know Dunning's getting back again. I think it was Cameron lived there when we were here first, anyway.
In the store, or the in the store?
Yeah, they own the house in the store there. And then the next is what? Where the clinic is, I guess it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
that's right.
Yeah. It used to be, what's the name now? Mrs. Heath lived there.
But in that house that's there now, where the clinic is now, oh, in another house? What kind of house was that? Do you remember?
Clapboard or something like this one across the street. It didn't look like that, but I mean it was
the one
board.
The one with no siding on it now.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that there's Mrs. MacArthur. And then it's, well, not all there, it's just a pole bearer.
Oh, is it? That's interesting.
And then it was Dr. McLaughlin, and it was Dunning's, and the church, And it was in that place of 11. Who lived there behind the store? Well, when I went to school, there was a Simmons lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the store, and then this place over here was the Lepages lived there when we came here first.
This little red brick one here? That
No.
Oh, I see.
This one there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this house here wasn't built till 1933.
Was there something on this lot before?
No.
No, it was empty.
And that house, that's where Alan Ferguson is, that
yes.
was empty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the stone house was Ferguson's,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was Ferguson's. And the next one was the Mrs. MacArthur lived there.
Mm.
And then there used to be another house in below there. That was a big stone house. It was a D.G. Dunning.
Mm-hmm. He's gone, yeah.
Yes,
and it used to be on the main street after the two Ferguson's house.
Yeah. Well, it was the two Ferguson's and the MacArthur's.
And then the stone house.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too bad.
And that's all the houses. It was on that side of the road when I was young.
The limits of your world.
Were there a lot of stores and merchants when you were young? Just the two stores that
there
were
three.
There were three stores?
There at that house there, Kennedy's house there. That's right at the corner there.
The red brick one right across the street from the SS?
Yes.
That used to be a store then.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's lovely.
And this place here that burned down, there was drugstore. And you went from outside up, and there was J.D. Ferguson had his church up there.
And the church?
Brethren.
Oh, oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we read about that, and that was really interesting.
And then there was a house built on this side of that, right, it was all together, you know. There was, what was her name? Rose was in it. I'm from Rose.
The building where the Brethren was, that wasn't called the Gospel Hall, or
mm-hmm.
it was
yeah.
it? Yeah. Both, even the drugstore downstairs was the Gospel Hall as well?
Well, it belonged to it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
And then on this side was, well, there was a family of people lived in there. Rose.
I see. Must have been some pretty fiery evenings in there.
We used to go to Sunday school over there. And church too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we used to take in all the churches.
Well, that's interesting.
Nothing else to do on Sunday, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was always at night. The Baptist church was in the afternoon. The Anglican church usually was in the morning, so.
Right. Where was the nearest school then to here?
The school?
Mm-hmm. When you were young.
Same place as it is
there
now. There's the old school right there. The first one I went to is that one on...
On the right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And on the left is the second one that they built.
Fascinating.
Hmm.
Did you construct them?
Me?
Yeah.
My grandson, by marriage, knew those for me.
He's the fellow who's still building in this town, isn't he?
Oh, no, not him.
That's your son who's doing
that's
that.
My son,
I see.
He lives across down there, in the next street.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay if we have a look at those pictures?
Sure.
Maybe you can tell us who's in them. And we'll just
roll
move
under
over
them.
Here.
He's great.
Yeah, I'm all faded and everything. That's great.
How long did it take you to make this?
Long time.
A few Sundays anyways.
See, this is the same school. This is the house that used to be across the street here.
Oh, isn't that interesting? That's this one? It looks like it looks like this schoolhouse on the left a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, maybe it is. Yeah, it is.
Down there. Where was that? Where was this school used to be placed?
Over there. Where
the old school, new school is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lovely building. It's too bad it's gone.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to keep it.
Why was it taken down? They just wanted a new school?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they had all the Rockroom kids used to come up here. So they built the school bigger. And